Sowing righteousness is our prayer. Pray for yourself and your nation. This prayer, my dear friend, is based on what God said through his prophet, Hosea. Praying is tuning ourselves to God's way of thinking. Our prayers should never be selfish and self-centered. God wants to bless us. Our job is to align ourselves with what he is doing. When we seek his will in our lives, he is always ready to pour out his blessings on us. This prayer. O glorious God, I thank you. You have blessed me with this wonderful new day. You give me all I need to enjoy life. Help me to sow righteousness, that I may reap the fruit of your unfailing love. Let me not sin against you, my loving God. Lord, the nation I love has turned to wickedness and has eaten the fruit of deception. Corruption and evil is everywhere in my eyes to behold. Bring us to repentance, O God. Turn our hearts back to you and turn us from our shame that we may be righteous in your sight. We sow before the Lord. Hosea 10:12 reads, "Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord, till he comes and rains righteousness on you." Everything we do is sowing before the Lord. What we sow is, however, our choice. It can be a good crop, as shown in Hosea 10:12, or evil, as shown in verse 13. God gives us free will to choose what we want and how we pray. His promise, however, is only to bless us with his unfailing love when we seek righteousness. A righteousness that is impossible for us to find outside of him. For those who seek righteousness, he has given his son to pay the price for their sins. It is time that we break up the unplowed part of our lives and seek the Lord with all our hearts and souls. We cannot seek all the world has to offer and expect to receive all God has to offer. When we put God first, we have his promise to send showers of true righteousness. Righteousness that comes through Jesus to the redeemed. God tells us what will happen if we sow for ourselves and the world. God says it clearly in Hosea 10:13. You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of lies, because you trusted in your own way, in the multitude of your mighty men. If we trust in our way, we are plowing wickedness. The world is full of lies that lead men and women away from God and his law. God's word is clear that you cannot follow both him and the world. We're told by the world that sin is not only okay, but a better way of life. We see this lie in our marriages, in raising our children, in our government, and in society as a whole. It is our choice what we reap. God gave us free will to choose which way we would go. Would we follow his laws and receive his great blessings, or would we follow the lies of Satan? The choice is ours to make. We cannot avoid it. You must either choose to follow God, or you have already chosen to follow Satan. There are only two choices. There is no middle road for you to follow. I pray that you will make the right choice and receive God's blessings and His salvation.